This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The city of Denver has lost its federal court battle to overturn a nearly $15 million excessive force verdict. Denverite's Kyle Harris.
A group of protesters accused the Denver Police Department of excessive force during the 2020 George Floyd protests. Police used less lethal munitions, including flashbang explosives, pepper balls, and tear gas grenades, indiscriminately, according to the complaint. A jury awarded the demonstrators $14.75 million, but Denver appealed the verdict. This week, a federal judge ruled in favor of the protesters. Denver has paid tens of millions over cases tied to the 2020 protests. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
A Denver judge has again barred Governor Polis from ordering state employees to comply with a subpoena from federal immigration authorities. The ruling is the latest loss for the governor in a lawsuit filed against Polis last June. The suit alleges the governor directed a state employee to share Coloradans' personal information with immigration authorities in response to a subpoena. That's illegal under Colorado law, and the judge blocked the release of the information last summer. This week's ruling comes after immigration officials issued another subpoena last month seeking similar information on many of the same individuals. And this is CPR News and KRCC at 906.